Tell us about how you got into composition.
Oh, interesting. I have been writing music for as long as I can remember, to be honest with you. My mom is an accomplished piano player, so there was always a piano in the house, and I was always surrounded by piano music. She's a big fan of Chopin. And so, yeah, as early as I can remember, I was playing on the piano, and I wanted to write songs from the very get-go. To me, composition is how I participate in the joy of music, primarily.
I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. That's the voice of composer Mickey McGroarty of Akron, where McGroarty earned his Master of Music in Choral Conducting from the University of Akron after obtaining his BA degree in music from the same institution. McGroarty is the second place winner in this year's Bach Society of Dayton Young Composers Competition. What makes this year's competition different from past years, however, is that the competition has been combined with the Bach Society's annual Sweet Sounds of the Holidays concert. When you first learned about this composing competition, what drew you to it?
Mostly the nearness. I'm just a few blocks away from Dayton over in Akron here, and I absolutely adore Bach, so the proximity of it.
The proximity aside, though, what parameters were given to you?
Yeah, so there were logistical parameters, of course, about the size of the ensemble and the difficulty of the work. The parameter I was focused on, though, they were looking for music that had, the festive joy of winter holidays. So that is where I started, and I was looking for texts and setting as well.
Do you find it easier or harder to compose when you have certain parameters?
Exceptionally easier. I love to be in a box. Otherwise, it's just a blank canvas. You could write literally anything, but to have the parameters of the ensemble and a theme really helps me to find some direction.
Tell us about the work that you composed.
Oh, of course. The title of the work is Joy Shall Be Yours. It's a setting of a text typically called Carol of the Field Mice from Wind in the Willows. And that is, of course, by Kenneth Graham, which I was very excited to find and rediscover the poem. My wife and I were actually in a staged production of The Wind in the Willows a long time ago, so it was nice to have a text with a little personal connection there. And in setting it, I wanted it to sound like an arrangement of a Christmas carol, less like a new work and more like a carol that had always existed. You just haven't heard it before. And so a relatively simplistic melody, something that sounds kind of folky, and a traditional like verse, refrain format. So it would sound like an arranged church hymn, essentially.
Do you have a defined process when it comes to composing, or is each creation a totally different process as well?
Oh, interesting. I very much subscribe to Eric Whitaker's advice/process of always memorizing the text first. I think once the text is living within you, the music just sort of happens. When you have it memorized, you're working on it 24/7. And so I'll just be like cooking dinner and the refrain theme will come to me. And I'm like, oh, let me grab this real quick. I'll take a voice memo. So that initial spark of the melody creation is always sort of in the background for me once I have the text.
But creativity comes in unusual times and circumstances.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of my primary ideas come to me in the shower or while I'm cooking, or I wrote a large work a few months ago now, and one of the themes came to me while we were at the Ohio State Fair. And so I had to, cut my phone and bring it real close and just whisper, essentially, in the middle of that crowd.
Your hopes for this work in the years ahead?
I hope that it's heard by as many people as possible. It's a kind of a rough time to be participating in joy right now, and hard to find a sort of communal joy that this piece talks about. And so I think it's more important than ever to have music expressing that joy so we can try and find it together. And so, yeah, I hope the piece brings joy to as many people as possible.
The Bach Society of Dayton's Sweet Sounds of the Holidays concert is on Sunday, December 7th at 4 p.m. at the Kettering Seventh-day Adventist Church. Come early for the bell prelude at 3:45 by the Kettering Advent Ringers, followed by the winning pieces from the Young Composers Competition and a special performance by the Kettering Children's Choir Chorale. Tickets for Sweet Sounds of the Holidays are available at BachSocietyOfDayton.org or by calling 937-294-2224. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.